up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, let's get to work here. Enough of this diddling around. Time once again for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Ah, yes, Tim's the name, polka's the game. That's a new slogan I just invented it about 8 seconds ago. Anyway, got a stack of polka records. My job, play them. See, suddenly I feel like Joe Friday on Dragnet, right? Just the facts, man. Anyway, yeah, just got a stack of records here. Work my way through it. See if we can't have a little fun over the next hour. Thanks for being along with on another edition of the Oompa Hour. I start right off with Grubby Fortuna. Is it Grubby? I don't know. And not only that, he's going to sing in Polish for us to start things out this week. What the heck, huh? Here's the Playboy Polka to get things rolling.
Wielkie szynsze dzisiaj twoje, bo serduszko daję ci. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości. Najmilejsza, to co tobie się myśli, lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi, nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości.
There, the Playboy Polka, and I have no idea what he is singing about. You'd think after all these years of playing polkas that have Polish vocals in them that after a while I'd pick up on that, but I really don't. But Grubby Fortuna, I think. Could be Grubby, but I think it's Grubby. And the Playboy Polka on Joe Records, of all things, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another week. An hour's worth of polkas are coming your way right now. And, yeah, I don't know. I have a little Wally record. Guess what? He's singing in Polish, too. But that's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the odds that I would have two in a row are not likely. It's the Nightingale Polka.
Powiedział mi słowiczek, że jedzie łaniczek po łące podzielonej, do mej miły ulubionej, po łące podzielonej, do mej miły ulubionej. Wypadła mu szablisia, szablisia, szwestrzanego polisia. Ujcze mi miła podaj, ale do mnie nic nie gadaj. Ujcze mi miła podaj, ale do mnie nic nie gadaj. A jak podać mi nie chcesz, to wypalę całą wieś. Zacznę se od Lwowa, spal się i ty, lubo moja. Zacznę se od Lwowa, spal się i ty, lubo moja. A jak ty mnie w sercu masz, to ty sprzedaj, co ty masz. Posprzedaj konie woły, a wykup mnie z tej niewoły. Posprzedaj konie woły, a wykup mnie z tej woły. Jak ty mnie w sercu masz, to ty sprzedaj, co ty masz. Posprzedaj pole łąki, a wykup mnie z tej wojenki. Posprzedaj pole łąki, a wykup mnie z tej wojenki. A jak ty mnie w sercu masz, to ty sprzedaj, co ty masz. Posprzedaj winogrona, to ci będę twoja żona. Posprzedaj winogrona, to ci będę twoja żona. Winogrona nie sprzedam, nie sprzedam, z winogrona wino mam. Ich z grona wino piję, ciebie Kasiu pogamilę. Ich z grona wino piję, ciebie Kasiu pogamilę. Z pola łąki siano mam, siano mam, ciebie Kasiu tak błagam. Ej, z łąki siano koszę, ciebie Kasiu w sercu noszę. Ej, z łąki siano koszę, ciebie Kasiu w sercu noszę. Ej!
There you have it there, Lil Wally. That is the Nightingale Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, every week right here, same place, same time, this happens. So you may want to make a note of that to avoid it in the future or to not miss it. Whatever works for you. Let us talk momentarily about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Someone has gone to the trouble to gather up 1,400 accordions and put them all in one place so you can come take a look at them, so it would only be polite for you to do that, right? Oh, sure, guilt trip you in there. No, but check them out. Online is easy if you just want a little sampling, worldofaccordions.org. They have some photos from around in the museum there and a lot of information about the history and services that are available if you're looking for some historical data, looking for information about musicians or various instruments, accordions and otherwise. They are a vast treasure trove of useful information. And if you'd like to pay them a visit, Superior, Wisconsin, right next to Duluth, Minnesota, just across the bridge, and a lot of cool other things to look at in the area. Could make a fun vacation for you this year. So check them out online. Why don't you? worldofaccordions.org, all right? Now, here's one of those pretty green, translucent 45 RPM records that the RCA people came out with when they first came out with the 45s, which, by the way, this past week, the anniversary of the 45 record and its associated record player being introduced by the RCA folks in 1949. And when they first came out, the records were made of various colors of translucent vinyl, depending on what kind of a record it was, you know. And like the country records were one color and the kids records were, I think, yellow. And, a classical record, it was red or something, I don't know. And I have Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra here doing the Milwaukee Polka. It's on a green translucent 45. And it seems to me that the definition of what was on what color records changed after the first year. I don't remember now, but I know this is a green record, and it looks really cool when you hold it up to the light. Here is the Milwaukee Polka.
It's almost like a mania from Maine to California. So join the happy crowd together while you dance to the polka of Milwaukee. Clap your hands in fun. Shout to the polka of Milwaukee. Lift your voices to the sun. March to the polka of Milwaukee. Get your feet right on the run. Get your share of your meat liquid when you dance to the polka of Milwaukee. First stamp your two feet. Shout high your voices. Turn to your partner and clap your hands while you dance to the polka of Milwaukee. Clap your hands in fun. Shout to the polka of Milwaukee. Lift your voices to the sun. March to the polka of Milwaukee. You gotta get your feet right on the run. Get your share of your meat liquid when you dance to the polka of Milwaukee.
There you go. When you dance to the polka of Milwaukee, you just can't argue with a record like that. Green Translucent 45 from the folks at RCA. There's Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra doing the Milwaukee Polka. Glad you're here for another exciting week of polka music on Tim Zumpa Hour. And what do we have next? Oh, it's the Kazoo Polka. And I'll warn you now, there is actual kazoo playing on this record. Here's Steve Nigra and the Silver Notes.
First you learn to play this thing, now just follow me. On your mark, breathe now, one, two, three. Girlfriend, and she's feeling kind of blue. Reach into your pocket and pull out your old kazoo. Then you play this happy tune to set her heart aglow. On your mark, play it now, ready, set, go.
There you go. Sock it to me once more time, boys. Ah, there's the Kazoo Polka from Steve Nigra on the Silver Notes here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. As long as he brought it up, because he said, sock it to me. I got to tell you, that happened to be something I looked up this week. Why? Oh, I know, because another song that had the reference to Sakatumi was in the news. And I looked up, where did Sakatumi come from? I remember him saying it all the time on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In back in the early 70s. Remember that? Like, Junie Carney would be like, Sakatumi. And I thought, maybe that's where it started. So I looked it up. And the phrase, Sakatumi, actually goes back to Mark Twain. To sock it to someone means them to tell them something bluntly. Like, man, your breath stinks. See, I just socked it to them. That's where sock it to me comes from. And Mark Twain was the first to say that anywhere that it's documented. And then it became popular in popular culture with Aretha Franklin's record, I think, in 1967. If you remember, Respect by Aretha Franklin, the background singers went, sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me. And that is what really got it, you know, smashed into the culture of today. That's what I looked up anyway. So now you can tell people I listen to the Oompa Hour every week because it's educational. Right. Speaking of educational, here are the polka dots. And that's with two T's, by the way. I imagine to distinguish them from the polka dots with one T. I don't know. One of those great Kooka records, though, out of Sauk City, Wisconsin. Jeez, it's one of those weeks, isn't it? Here's the Keystone Polka. There, the Keystone Polka, music from the Polka Dots. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Got Whoopi John coming up, so hang on for that. And need to again mention, if you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, there are many ways you can get a note to the Oompa Hour World Headquarters. you can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message, or you can send a text. That's 218-259-2985. And hopefully it will work, because they're switching over to that magic 5G or 6G or LMNOP phone zippity-doo-dah system. And the phone place told us, that phone you got's going to quit working because it ain't got all the latest fancy stuff on it. And we said all we needed to do is talk and text. We don't need anything else. Like, well, you need a different phone. So then you have problems with SIM cards fitting in different things. And maybe we can use one of the 63 phones we already have laying around. So I don't know, but give it a try, because it'd be interesting to find out if it works. Email is always good, though. OompaHour@AOL.com will work. And hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those methods will work. You could also, like, stand on a big hill with some of those semaphore flags and spell it out. Because I had to learn how to read that in Boy Scouts. So if you want to do that, you know, you have to do it a couple times till I notice. But I could probably decipher it. So that is one of those things I learned in Boy Scouts way back in the day that has proven to be completely 100% non-useful in any way, shape, or form. So, but hey, it looks good on your resume, you know. Here's Whoopi John and the band. I think we didn't play a Whoopi John record for like a couple of weeks here. This is the Fisher Made Polka. There, a little Whoopi John record, another one of those artists you can identify 10 seconds into the record. You know it's a Whoopi John record, don't you? There's the Fisher Made Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Somebody told me you never tell us who you are when you're on the show. And I'm like, it's Tim's Oompa Hour. Who do you think I am, Harold? I mean, come on. I'm Tim. See, that's how the show got its name. Oh, man. Oh, it's one of those days. Beautiful, sunshiny day up here in northern Minnesota. Let me tell you what, last night, it was 31 degrees below zero, and that was not the wind chill. That was the actual temperature. The wind chill was like 48 below. And I'll ask myself, why do I live here? And then I remember how much stuff I have. I moved into this house. We moved into this house like almost 30 years ago with the attitude that we were not moving again, which means I have filled this house from the very top of the attic to the very bowels of the basement with a lot of stuff. And it's never moving again. Well, it'll move someday after I'm long dead. My kids can deal with it. My daughter said she's just going to move next door and turn the place into a museum. I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on up here. Here's Eddie Froman's orchestra, and play a song for me.
Country in an old His real name was Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs, and he played the squeeze box too.
Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Music Man's almost every day. We'd sit and drink the pee-ball that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box, and we'd sing all day.
Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song. Let your squeeze box play.
That's when I was just a kid, and now that I am grown, all I have are memories. Old Music Man is gone. But he left me his squeeze box, and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man.
Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Oh, yeah, push the button, dummy. There you have Eddie Froman and the orchestra. Play a song for me, Music Man, because that would be the right guy to play a song for you. Like, you wouldn't say, play a song for me, Mr. Plumber, because, well, I don't know, maybe the plumber could do it. I bet you can make a lot of weird sounds with a plunger and some pipes. I don't know, but the Eddie Froman orchestra here. Now, you know, we play a 78 every week, and I didn't even plug this one, but I'm going to play it anyway. That's not making sense. I'm putting these records away, and the sleeve is not the right color. What the heck is going on here? Anyway, I play a 78 every week from back before the days of vinyl. Last week, we played Dick Metko and the Boys doing Sick, Sober, and Sorry. And I decided this week I'm going to play the other side of that record because, as the kids would say, I like me some Dick Metko. They would. They would say that. And the flip side is the Lake Erie Polka, and it's a great record. And since I didn't bother putting it away last week, why not flip it over? So here you go, at 78 RPMs. Don't look at the record or you'll get dizzy and throw up. Here's Dick Metko and the Boys.
Thank you.
there, Dick Metko and the boys, the Lake Erie Polka, here on Tim Zupa Hour, our 78 of the week. I'm telling you, when a record's going around that fast, it's got a good snappy polka on it. The visual really goes with the tempo of the record, I'm telling you. Oh, I need to get me some. And there's something about the sound of a 78. You know, they're so open sounding, and the music is so unprocessed. I just love the sound of a good 78, don't you? Oh, you betcha. Hey, got the Bukak Brothers here. It's the Dance Hall Brawl. Yeah, the Dance Hall Brawl, the Bukak Brothers, here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think it's the only record I have by those guys. Joe Clear singing, K-L-I-R. So there you have it. What the heck is going on here? Oh, I got Eddie Zima coming up here in a second. Also, I got a Cousin Fuzzy, a waltz from Cousin Fuzzy, because we do a waltz every week, so we'll get a waltz from Cousin Fuzzy going here in just a little bit. I just looked at the old clock on the wall, and we're well past the halfway point of the show already. I don't know how that happened, but let's do Eddie Zima and his Polish orchestra. It says so right on the record. Here's the Lucky Five Oberek. Thank you. there you have it, Eddie Zima and his Polish Orchestra, and the Lucky Five Oberek. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Are you ready to waltz? You know the rules. We do a waltz in every show. Got Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here. You betcha, at Polka Land Records, doing the Copenhagen Waltz. Fuzzy and his cousins there, and the Copenhagen Waltz here on here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Ha! Almost forgot which show I was doing. Oh, that would be horribly confusing, wouldn't it? Ah, glad I fixed that. Man, I got records falling all over the place today. I'm terribly unorganized. You can't even tell because you can't see me. It's all in the theater of your mind. See, I'm a lot skinnier in the theater of your mind than I am in real life. Let's do Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, shall we? And it's weird because this is kind of German style a little bit. Kind of weird coming from Frankie. Yeah, and the Yanks are with him too. Ja, ja, Wunderbar is the name of this one. Let's all count it off, shall we?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Thank you.
They have it, Frankie and the Yanks there, and the Ya-Ya Wunderbar Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, oh man, time is just flying by this week. I guess that's what they say, the older you get, the faster time goes. Isn't that the deal? There's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. It's the Alice Polka. Polka, Bernie Witkowski, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And let's see. Ooh, look at the time flying by. We got kind of a fun, yet updated, and always amusing to me anyway, Bobby Vinton record coming up for you here in about a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Oh, I'm having trouble hitting that button today, man. I don't know if I'm looking at it cross-eyed or what the deal is. Anyway, going to get in at least a couple more songs here. Maybe we'll do even better than that. We'll see how it goes. In the 70s, the disco era, Bobby Vinton is trying to make things jive with the younger generation. So he gets a few synthesizers and a drum machine. Then the next thing you know, you got a beer barrel polka. It sounds like this.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there.
there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oh papa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away and look at Spieva, Spieva. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Zing, boom, terrera, sing out a song of the cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, 'cause the game's all here. La, 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 la.
Bobby Vinton there in that kind of disco beer barrel polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yeah, a couple of more records in here easy. Let's do a Don Peachy. It's the Dixieland Polka. Always a fun one there. Don Peachy and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Look at that. Getting down to the end of another show already. I think we'll slide one more in here for you. How about Lowe Richard and his Polka All-Stars? And for you fans out there, it's Danny's Polka.
Danny boy, Danny boy, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski. Let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski, он наш сын, он наш брат, Daniel Rostenkowski, он наш пан, он наш друг, Daniel Rostenkowski, кричим и раз, еще раз, Daniel Rostenkowski.
All right, there you go, the old Danny's Polka, Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and it looks like that is going to wrap it up for another week. But you know, I'm already stacking up the records for next week's show, so we should be in pretty good shape when the week comes around again, so I'll meet you back here wherever you are. Same place, same time, same bat channel, as we used to say when we were kids.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.